Welcome to the Bandit About podcast series. This week, I won't be chatting with a guest. Instead, I'll be playing a couple of radio interviews where I was the guest being interviewed. The reason why I was being interviewed is due to the fact that last week, on the 22nd of September, I released my debut single titled The Underground Railroad. I wrote this song after discovering the inspirational story of Harriet Tubman. For more than 25 years, Harriet was trapped in the bonds of slavery before escaping, travelling on her own under the cover of night all the way to Philadelphia in 1849. Once free, she became an operator of the Underground Railroad, a secret network of people, places and routes that provided shelter to escaping slaves. She spent more than 10 years making secret returns to Maryland to help her family and friends escape slavery, with each trip risking her own life. Harriet had suffered a traumatic head injury as a young girl, and the injury resulted in her developing secondary narcolepsy, after which she had a lifetime of seizures, headaches, visions, and involuntary sleep attacks. And, as I too suffer from narcolepsy, I was inspired by her bravery and all that she had achieved throughout her life. And that is why I chose to write this song about her. The interviews you will hear are one that I did with Zofia on PBA FM on World Narcolepsy Day, Thursday the 22nd of September. The other is the one that I did with Julie Reynolds for her breakfast radio program. After you've listened to both of the interviews, you will get to hear The Underground Railroad. If you'd like to play it again, you can stream it for free on Spotify. Or if you'd like to purchase a copy, you can do so by using the links in the show notes to Apple Music and Bandcamp.
I have a special guest in the studio with me today, and her name is Di Spillane. So how are you, Di?
I'm good. Thank you, Sophia.
You're here because you're kind of launching a song that you've written.
This is my debut single, The Underground Railroad.
That's right.
I wrote the lyrics and recorded it at Brett Sody's.
Yes.
Recording
Great
studios.
Yeah.
Sody Pop. He's a Hall of Fame producer here. Of course, I've got the fabulous Rick Melick playing piano.
Yes, indeed. Saw him. Fantastic.
Rick actually recorded his track at home, then sent that over. But everything else was recorded here.
Yep. How long did it take you to write? What prompted you to write it?
I was inspired to write The Underground Railroad after discovering that one of the railroad's most famous conductors, Harriet Tubman, suffered from secondary narcolepsy.
Okay.
Secondary narcolepsy occurs from receiving a severe blow to the head.
Okay.
Which she did.
Yes.
And that meant that she then had a lifetime of falling asleep, not always in appropriate places, hallucinating, hearing, seeing things. But the hallucinations, because she was a very spiritual woman, she believed that it was God helping her to find the way.
Yeah.
So she managed to escape slavery when she was around about 27, I believe, on her own, which is completely amazing, from Maryland to Philadelphia. And once she got there, she felt alone and she believed that she could help other people. So she made trips back and forth for over 10 years, assisting family members and friends to escape slavery via the network of tunnels and homes and people that
was
called the Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing story.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure I've seen a movie about her, and then there's made documentaries about her as well. So
yeah, there's a lot of information about her out. Truly a remarkable woman.
Yeah.
They've been trying to get her onto the $20 bill in the US since about 2016, something like that. And they're still trying to replace a former slave owner that's currently on the bill with Harriet Tubman because she deserves to be on there.
Well, narcolepsy is a little bit, it's not just about falling asleep, is it? Because, you know, it is World Narcolepsy Day today.
Yes, it is.
So hence, we're doing this today.
And that's why I chose to release the song today to help to raise awareness of narcolepsy because not a lot of people know about it.
That's right. And as I just was saying, it's not just about nodding off to sleep. A lot more involved than just that.
Correct. I have narcolepsy type 1 and there are 5 main symptoms with that. I have the excessive daytime sleepiness and it gets to the point where you begin to nod off without even realising that you're nodding off. if you're in the middle of doing something, continuing to go. So you're operating in autopilot,
yeah,
which they call automatic behaviour.
Yeah.
And that can be quite dangerous depending on what activity you're doing at the time. Cataplexy, so that's a sudden involuntary loss of muscle tone, and it's more often than not portrayed incorrectly via the movies. Mm-hmm. Hollywood make comedies out of people falling down asleep and stuff like that. It's not like that. That's a very, very severe case of cataplexy.
Yeah.
Basically, it's caused by emotion. So if something is very funny or sad or I'm startled. For me, my cataplexy, my knees buckle. Mm. I have fallen, been able to catch myself. If I've got things in my hands, I'll throw them. I can't help it. It's my reaction. And it's not great.
But you've lived with it for a long time.
Most of my life, yes. I would have been around 8 or 9 when I first developed symptoms. Then we've got sleep paralysis. So I would wake up in the morning and be frozen, not able to actually get up.
Scary.
Your eyes are open.
Yeah.
But you can't move yet. It takes a while to actually get up. Hallucinations, so they can be visual, audio. I could smell things, a perfume or something's burning and stuff like that. And then the nighttime sleep is disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
So you're constantly waking up, possibly due to the fact that you're dreaming all the time. Yes. So your brain's busy all the time. Yes. And with your brain being so busy, you're not gaining that restorative sleep that we all need to be able to refresh all the fluids the brain floats in. After a considerable amount of years of not getting enough of that restorative sleep, it really begins to impact your life quite dramatically.
Yes, because a sleeping pill isn't going to cut it.
No, they don't actually work for us properly.
No.
All they do is make you feel groggy the next day.
Yeah, that's right.
The only medication that truly works as far as suppressing the REM and it also helps with cataplexy is sodium oxybate. That's the one medication that does it. And that's because it completely stopped your brain from being able to be active.
Yes.
So the difference between being able to have a sleep for even just 4 hours of solid sleep to not being able to get that or getting it so patchy that it doesn't help, like night and day, like it's amazing difference.
And you would have tried everything. I mean, naturopathy and all that sort of.
I've tried lots of things over the years and I was fortunate in 2019 to participate in the medication trial for the once a night version of sodium oxybate. By the time I got to the end of that study and I was on the highest dose, for the first time in my life, I experienced what it was like to have a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And I can still remember waking up that first morning after that had occurred and wow, I'm so jealous of everybody that can sleep because I tell you what, I never knew that such a thing existed.
Yeah, yeah. And
I've
you had no dreams
tired.
Pure sleep.
No, that's right. It was sleep. I mean, I would have had some dreams after X amount of hours, but nothing like the ones that I have without the medication.
Mm-hmm.
After I completed the trial around about August, September of that year, because I'd completed it and it had made such a significant impact to my life, I was eventually given ongoing access to that trial medication. So that began in May 2020. And that has been fabulous because the prolonged use then of that medication then brought along further benefits for me. It eventually began to improve like just my normal memory.
Yeah.
But not just that, but I began to access memories with so much detail right back to my childhood.
Even. Yeah.
It was truly remarkable. I was able to do so many more things. I could wake up in the morning and actually get up.
Yeah.
And people would be going, big deal. I do that every day. Well, if you've been sleep deprived for most of your life,
it is a big deal.
You know, about 40 years or so of my life, I was majorly sleep deprived. So when you actually are able to feel this way, it's just so remarkable. And you can do things and you can be more reliable and make plans
with
people. Because when I wasn't medicated, let's do this, that and the other.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well, I've got to actually see how I'm going
on
that day.
Exactly. You can't even make a plan a week in advance, really.
You know, and it's not that you don't want to.
No, that's right. You just can't.
There are days where I just couldn't.
Yes.
But being on the medication meant that I was able to do so much more and it's been truly remarkable. Unfortunately, last month I received an email advising that Avadel, the drug sponsor, due to the delay in their final approval in the United States, FDA approval, had decided to stop supplying the trial medication to the few people around the world who were actually taking it. So I had my last lot a week ago.
So you're drifting back into the old...
Yeah, everything starting to return and it's awful. And currently I don't have another option. So I was able to experience what my life can be like for 2.5 years to then have it taken away. Important for me to raise narcolepsy awareness here, especially in Australia, because Australia's narcolepsy management is really inadequate by international standards. Mm-hmm. We need orphan drug status for narcolepsy medications to be able to make them affordable so that people can actually take things that will help them.
And hence this song that you've written, The Underground Railroad.
Harriet was just remarkable knowing how difficult my life has been and then seeing what she managed to do.
Yeah, and that was back in the day.
An American Negro woman, a slave, she did all of this.
Yes.
It's really quite inspiring because I'm often saddened when I read posts in narcolepsy groups by younger people who have just received a diagnosis and they're writing off their lives. They're saying, oh, I was going to do this, I was going to do that, I can't do that. Now, well, yeah, you can. It's going to be hard, but you have been fortunate enough to have received an early diagnosis, can access some medication to help you, and you can receive accommodations while you're studying or at work because you have that diagnosis. So don't give up on your dreams.
Yep. Absolutely. We should have a listen. Underground Railroad, Di Spillane, right here on PBA FM 89.7. Let's have a listen
to it. Saturday Breakfast with Julie Reynolds, right across Australia on your local station via the Community Radio Network.
Please welcome to the program one of my mob, the wonderful, the very talented Di Spillane. She is a podcaster. She has a great podcast called Bandit About. She's also a musician and she's just released her debut single. So let's hear from Di herself. First of all, welcome to the program, Di. Thanks for getting up so early.
Thank you for inviting me, Julie.
Terrific having you. The Underground Railroad, that has got a fascinating story surrounding it. So I thought I'd give you a call and you could tell us all about it and then we'll play the song.
Certainly. I was inspired to write The Underground Railroad after discovering that one of the railroad's most famous conductors, Harriet Tubman, had remarkably managed to escape from the bonds of slavery on her own to then spend over 10 years returning to Maryland to help her friends and family escape slavery. Now, she did this via a secret network of people, places and routes that provided shelter and assistance to escaping slaves, known as the Underground Railroad.
A couple of things in there that tweaked my interest when we speak of some autoimmune diseases. She had a bit of a tragic life, this girl, didn't she?
Well, she certainly did. She managed to do this despite suffering from the rare sleep disorder, secondary narcolepsy, or post-traumatic hypersomnia. Her narcolepsy resulted from receiving a severe blow to her head.
Explain to everyone what narcolepsy is if they're unfamiliar. Most people just see it in a movie and they think that it's someone who just falls asleep. It's a little bit more complicated than that, isn't it?
Narcolepsy is an enormously complex neurological disorder which can be catastrophically destructive to the lives of those who suffer with it. It's a rare disorder about which most people know nothing and where much of what others do know is wrong. What people see depicted in Hollywood is nothing like the real thing. And one of the reasons behind my delayed diagnosis, I never considered narcolepsy to be the cause. And that was due to my awareness of it being based on what I'd seen portrayed. Now, there are 5 main symptoms of narcolepsy type 1, which is what I have, and they are excessive daytime sleepiness, the cataplexy, sleep paralysis, hallucinations, both audio and visual, and disturbed nighttime sleep. And although people think that we're sleeping all the time, we're actually not. After a long period of time, the lack of restorative sleep due to our brains being extremely active during the night, spending a much higher proportion than normal in REM sleep. So we're dreaming. I myself begin dreaming in under 2 minutes from falling asleep. And sometimes I'm actually dreaming as I'm falling asleep, which is really hard for people to understand. So normal people don't actually cycle into REM until they've been asleep for around about 90 minutes. Now, my day would start the way that someone who didn't have narcolepsy's day would begin. If they had been kept awake for 48 hours. So naturally, waking up feeling that tired already, as the day progresses, your ability to function and do things becomes more and more difficult. I didn't know any different. I thought that it was normal to wake up every day feeling exhausted. I had absolutely no idea what it was like to wake up feeling refreshed. Well, that was until I participated in a medical trial in 2019 for the once-a-night version of Xyrem, or sodium oxybate. I can still remember that first morning once I'd reached the maximum dosage of that medication, waking up and thinking, oh my God, this is amazing. I didn't have to have multiple alarms going off around the room or anything to try and wake me up. I was actually able to wake up and get straight out of bed rather than being stuck laying there in sort of a half awake, half frozen state for ages, or just going back to sleep multiple times, which was often what was happening.
Are there studies that they're doing at the moment to try and help people with narcolepsy?
Yes, there are studies done here. But unfortunately, due to narcolepsy being a rare disorder and therefore not a lot of people here in Australia having it, only a small percentage of the funding allocated to sleep disorders is assigned to narcolepsy research. For example, between the years 2000 and 2018, narcolepsy received 1% of the available funding, whereas sleep apnea was allocated 54%. We're further disadvantaged here due to the challenges of getting access to first-line medicines in Australia. There are treatment options available overseas that can assist people with narcolepsy to be able to better manage this disorder, but they aren't approved here. Or in the case of sodium oxybate, it's available, but receiving approval for its use and the extraordinarily high cost of it means that this medication is unobtainable for the majority of people. I'd be looking at somewhere around about $1,800 a month if I were to purchase that medication. Who can afford that? I can't afford it. This medication helps with the root cause, as it provides us with the restorative sleep that we desperately need to be able to then function during the day. I know firsthand how much that can improve your quality of life and your ability to function like a normal person. And it should be available for everybody here who suffers from this disorder.
And there probably are, as you say, a lot of people who go undiagnosed who just think that, or maybe they're overweight and that's why they're tired, or maybe they're too skinny and that's why they're tired. Maybe everybody is like this.
And it really saddens me when I read posts written by younger people who have just received a diagnosis, writing off their futures and their hopes and their dreams just because they have narcolepsy. Now, I wasn't diagnosed until I was 49, and prior to this, I had somehow managed to work full-time in a position that I really enjoyed doing for 15 years. And while doing that, raising a family of four children, predominantly on my own. But I didn't have a choice. I had to keep going. I had a family to support. So I just want people to know that it is possible to achieve a lot, especially for those fortunate enough to receive an early diagnosis and be able to access medications, as well as receiving accommodation. So if they're at school or at work, just to help them navigate. I displayed symptoms from early childhood, but it still took up until I was 49 to receive a diagnosis, and it shouldn't be that way.
What sort of symptoms were you talking about there, Di?
I had sleep paralysis. I was unable to stay awake during the day. I had difficulties in waking up, hallucinations, especially at night. I remember being frozen in fear as a child because once the lights were turned off, the shadow people would come and they'd be whispering and threatening. They'd be on my bed or under my bed, just threatening me that they were going to hurt me if I tried to get out of bed, if I tried to yell out for help or anything like that. It's an awful thing as a child. And then as I got older, I would think that somebody had called my name. It sounded like there was somebody in the house and stuff like that. And part of the problem is, of course, is that you don't discuss the hallucinations with a doctor because you're too scared that you're going to be labelled as insane and locked up for life in a padded cell. And many people, sadly, have been misdiagnosed with schizophrenia, others bipolar, and in my case, major depression. But is it any wonder that I was majorly depressed when I'd lived so long in this constant sleep-deprived state.
It's really good that you've got this song out that is going to raise awareness for people with narcolepsy, and it's also got a very interesting story surrounding it as well.
I decided to release my song on the 22nd of September to coincide with World Narcolepsy Day. The song's available to play for free on all of the music streaming platforms, including Spotify, YouTube Music and Amazon Music. And if you'd like to purchase a copy of the song, you can do so through Apple Music and iTunes for $1.69. It's a bargain. All you need to do is search for The Underground Railroad or my name, Di Spillane, S-P-I-L-L-A-N-E, and you'll be able to find it.
Can you introduce your song, Di?
You are about to hear my debut single called The Underground Railroad.
This great tale began with a dreamer. The voice in her head shone the way. Courage and strength can be found within. Trust and believe, as Harriet once did. Cross a line and be free. Fight for your liberty. Hands of strength will lead you there, to help you escape to the promised land. If you hear the dogs, see torches in the wood, if they're shouting after you, don't you ever stop. If you want to taste freedom, break chains of ignorance for one and all, then follow Moses and be free. When she called you through the trees, the North Star will light the path all the way to the promised land. On the Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad will set you free. The Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad will set you free. Ignorance gains no experience. Choose not to be a slave. You will be welcome when you land. Albeit as a stranger in a strange land. Cross a line and be free. Fight for your liberty. Hands of strength will lead you there, to help you escape to the promised land. If you hear the dogs, see torches in the wood, if they're shouting after you, don't you ever stop. If you want to taste freedom, break chains of ignorance for one and all, then follow Moses and be free. When she calls you through the trees, the North Star will light the path, and you will escape to the promised land. On the Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad, it will set you free. The Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad, it will set you free. The Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad, it will set you free. The Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad, the Underground Railroad, it will set you free.
Thank you.